Well, I'm relieved. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Normally, I'm the one that ruins the holiday spirit, whether it's Halloween or Christmas or anything.
Totally.
Normally, I'm the downer, but apparently it's not me anymore. That's cool.
And
when it comes to dressing up for Halloween, there are a few different types of people that you encounter. There are the people who always dress as sexy as possible on Halloween and find the most revealing outfit. Just choose an occupation and put some stockings on it.
Okay.
Then there are the people who just don't care at all and put as little effort into it as possible. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
It's Halloween today. I'll put on a flannel shirt and a beanie. Yeah. There, I'm a hipster for Halloween.
Boring.
And then there are people like our own Brooke Fox who spend days and weeks planning out the perfect Halloween costume that nobody understands what it is.
Ever.
That's why you got to be creative. You got to be something cool, man.
Too creative.
It's always good when you have to explain it to everybody. Like, I'm sorry, I cannot figure it out. What are you?
That's because you don't think hard enough.
Me and everybody else.
Yeah. Listen, I love Halloween and I love Halloween costumes and I love the group costume thing that I have a family.
In the past years, Brooke is dressed up as a sexy jar of marinara sauce. No. A sexy blood clot.
I was Prego because I was pregnant.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
gosh, you guys.
A sexy hiker that got mauled by a bear.
Sexy? My toddler was the grizzly bear, and I was the hiker missing an arm. It was genius.
That's why we all thought it was inappropriate, Brooke.
At this point, we've really lowered our expectations for Brooke. But apparently this year, she's worried that this year's costume might actually ruin her family's Halloween.
Oh, no.
For real.
So what's the problem?
Okay, for months, I've been setting this up because my three-year-old now has an opinion. So I've been trying to push my own agenda by having her watch clips of The Wizard of Oz, right? I knew she could fall in love easily with Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, because she's in a pink sparkly dress. Mm-hmm. What three-year-old wouldn't want to dress in that?
I always wanted to,
So she'd be Glinda, my husband, my baby, and I would be the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, so you want to do a family costume?
Always. I always do a family costume.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's cute.
So you wanted to do that for your family costume.
Genius, right?
Yeah,
really
cool.
Lollipop Guild, be kind of funny.
I'd say genius, but I'd say cool.
Yeah, or
whatever.
You could be like the scarecrow.
I'm not asking for your opinions on this one. I'm telling you that my daughter decided to change her mind, okay?
Uh-oh.
Because she happened to forget about her favorite movie, her favorite Disney character, her favorite soundtrack, her favorite everything right now, which is Moana.
Cute.
Like, we are Moana obsessed.
Okay.
In
and
our family.
That's the Disney movie. Like, I don't know any
Moana.
So what is is Moana?
So Moana is the Polynesian princess.
Okay.
The Hawaiian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So now you have to switch it up then.
Right. So I went ahead and I ordered the Moana costume from Amazon. I thought, okay, I'll get exactly what she looks like in the movie. I won't even try to make it. I'll just order what they have.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, how basic. Okay, cool. Way to mail it in.
I know.
Order a costume. Jeez.
And so then I'm thinking, okay, the baby can be Maui because he's the demigod in the movie. And then my husband can be the chicken, Hey Hey, which is a really stupid chicken.
Okay.
And then I could be the Green Island goddess, Tafiti. Okay, if you haven't seen the movie, you're right. So it'd be a group costume, right? So, and my daughter's so excited. She's already worn the costume every day for a week. But there was just something that wasn't sitting right with me, and I couldn't put my finger on it until I came across an article.
Uh-oh.
And it proved every one of my fears correct.
Uh-oh.
What fears do you have?
I found an article on the New York Post that says the Moana costumes are offensive.
Why?
Because
really?
It's cultural appropriation.
Oh.
And I kind of get it. I mean, I see it. And I think that they may be right.
Because you would be dressing up as Polynesians?
No, because, because Moana, okay, while Moana is a fictional character, it's based on real history and a real group of people, right?
Okay.
So if we're going to dress up as a real person, we got to make sure that we're doing it in a way that's like respectful of others.
How is it disrespectful?
Because you can't use someone's culture as a costume. It's just not right.
That's like dressing up like an Indian.
But,
that's
not like you're dressing up just like a random Polynesian person.
I guess
it's
that's
a character.
A good point. Yeah, that's a
so
Disney
I feel
princess.
Like it's not really like about being Polynesian or an islander. It's about the characters, right? So you're dressing up like a character.
I don't know. That's my question, Jubal. I don't know.
Both.
I can see both sides.
I wouldn't trust me on that, by the way, because I always offend people. So I wouldn't. I wouldn't go with what I'm saying. It's just a question.
And you're a white guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? So my thought is, okay, so maybe if I'm not going to do the hair for her, okay? We're going to stay away from any wigs. And I'm not going to do tattoos for the Maui costume because Maui's covered in tattoos. And even though that they're like Disney tattoos, still I know that tattoos are really important to Polynesian culture.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to put those on my
Or give her the real ones, the Polynesian way, where they like hammer them in. Yeah.
And like Maui was a real demigod. I don't know if I should scrap the whole idea and try to convince her of going to something else, which seems like incredibly impossible to me.
Do you have any other ideas?
Or if I'm being too sensitive. I mean, I go back to the Wizard of Oz. Maybe I can convince her back into the pink sparkle thing.
Well, but then you're going to offend the whole lollipop guild.
Or maybe I go with Elsa. Maybe she can still like get onto the Frozen bandwagon, even though that train left a long time ago. I mean, I was really happy Moana took over Frozen because Frozen was really annoying.
Isn't Elsa Moana is redhead? Rad. Is Elsa redheaded?
No, she's blonde.
She's blonde?
Yeah.
Okay, and your daughter's
she's
blonde?
She's like a, we have, she's, you know, Elsa's like the fictional white Disney princess. Like,
right.
It's
so
pretty generic.
Okay, that's okay. Well, that's appropriating my culture, and I don't like that very much. Somebody texted in at 78592. They said that they're Polynesian, and it is offensive. And then
See?
Another person said, I'm Polynesian. You're dressing as a character. I'm not offended.
See, oh, what man. Do I do? I don't want to offend the one person. Like, honestly, I don't... I don't want to do the cultural appropriation thing. I think it's wrong. I don't. I mean, the chicken hey-hey, I think, is the only one in our group that is okay.
Yeah. Well, that's just because chickens can't type. They can't send an email in and saying that they're offended. Text in 78592. Do you think that that costume is offensive? I think that I actually have the best idea for you.
Okay.
Really?
All your whole family, just go for Halloween with signs, like around your neck, that say sorry. And then you could go as white guilt.
We are already that,
sir. It would be amazing. All right, your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.